Let's all rise up in reverence of God's word. Let's come to Isaiah 52 and verse 7, and we will read it together. Isaiah 52 and verse 7. You can read it from here also. You can read it from there in the screen. It's given. Let's go. 1, 2, 3. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigns. Hallelujah. Father, the word is yours. Speak to us, that we might be encouraged from hearing the beauty of your word. Lord, what a blessing it is to hear your voice. Hallelujah. Every day in the morning, the birds chirp in the woods, praising you. From the oceans, the whales cry out your name. Hallelujah. The sun, moon, and stars join in praising you. And this morning, we as Shelter House Church, thank you for once again proclaiming your word in our midst. We love you and we give you our praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. April is a month to say, everybody says, say. Now, always we have see, but this month, it's a saying month. What to say? Your God reigns. Hallelujah. Look to your neighbor next to you and start it. Hallelujah. Your God reigns. Hallelujah. Come on, tell it to one another. Your God reigns. Hallelujah. But I want to tell you, friends, don't worry. Your God reigns. Your God reigns. He's not out of the throne. He is still seated on the throne. And it is time that we say to one another, no matter who rules India, no matter whether Donald Trump comes in USA, no matter whether Brexit happens in Euro, no matter Prime Minister Modi does anything, no matter what, hallelujah, Sri Lankan Prime Minister says, or Chinese President Xi says, no matter what, hallelujah, Russian President Putin does, hallelujah. Hallelujah, there is someone who is seated on the throne, and his name is Jesus, and no foundations, hallelujah, the foundations of his throne cannot be shaken by anyone on the earth, and today we come under his government. Somebody who are excited to be under the government of the Lord Jesus Christ, clap your hands and shout for joy. Hallelujah. I am excited, friend. I am excited for being under the government of the Lord Jesus. The Bible says, of his government there shall be no end. The government shall be upon his shoulders. Do you know he's carrying you? It's not because of our good deeds that he carried us. It's because of his goodness that he carries us. And here in Isaiah we see, we read that, hallelujah, how beautiful, how beautiful. So when you read God's word, you should look at every word. Now I am looking at Isaiah 52:7, and I will give you various pictures in which you can expound God's word. Number one, it starts with, how beautiful. Look to your neighbor next to you and say, how beautiful. Yeah, you all are beautiful. You're all handsome. There's no doubt about that. But what the word of God says is beautiful. Sometimes we don't give much importance to that. Hallelujah. The Bible says, how beautiful. One another portion in which we read how beautiful is Psalm 133 and verse 1. How pleasant and beautiful it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. I was thinking, why the psalmist left sisters there? Is it impossible, or I do not know? Sisters dwelling together in unity, it's not written. Now it appears that brothers and sisters have to mandatorily, when they come together, that is a beautiful sight. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, friends, what you are here in the Church of the Living God. We are just under a banner called Shelter House Church, but we are the Church of the Almighty God. How beautiful and pleasant it is for brothers to dwell. Say everybody, dwell. Dwell together in unity. The church is the place where brothers... Then next, what, when they're meeting? Sunday. How are you, brother? Then again, next Sunday? Same thing. How are you, brother? How do you think we should be? Hallelujah. The Bible has ordained that we ought to be responsible people in the house of the Lord. Amen. Let me tell you one thing. If your life is not on the foundation of Christ, you will say no to service. But when you have Jesus around, you'll say, yeah, give me one more work. Give me some more work. Hallelujah. That's how the kingdom of God functions. So it's very important that the church should be beautiful when we come together in unity. The Bible says, again in Song of Songs 6 and verse 4. Song of Songs 6 and verse 4. You can note it down today. I'm giving a lot of scriptures. Hallelujah. See, I'm not interested in speaking my philosophy. It's not that I don't know to speak philosophy. I like to speak from God's word. So the more you get God's word, you get acquainted with God's word, and it becomes healing to you. Amen. I can just stop with one verse and then go on. Go on and on and on and on. But I'm again and again teaching you the scripture so that you'll understand. Song of Songs, why is this in the book Bible? It's a picture of Christ and the church. Christ, it's a story of two lovers. And Song of Songs 6:4 says, thou art beautiful, O my love, as Tirzah. Eh? There your name is. Comely as Jerusalem. Terrible as an army with banners. So Jesus is telling to the church, thou art beautiful, O my love. How many of you are a part of God's church? He's telling to you, thou art beautiful. You're beautiful, oh my love. Hallelujah. You are like a mighty city. Hallelujah. And also, you're terrible as an army with banners. Everybody say banners. Hallelujah. How do you shake a banner? Waving the hand. You should have the banners of God in your hand. Hallelujah. Somebody said, praise the Lord. You are a terrible army in the sight of the Lord. What happens here when we pray together? The attacks of hate over your life is gone. Lift your hands and say, praise the Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I abort every plan coming against your life this month. In the name of Jesus, I pray for God's protection on your life. I pray for God's provision on your life. I pray that closed doors will open in your life. I pray that the Lord will set you up on high. Somebody who believed it said, praise the Lord. Clap your hands and shout joy. Shout for joy to the Lord. You are terrible as an army. I am terrible as an army. Shelter house church is as terrible as an army with banners. Hallelujah. The church is beautiful, and we are blessed to be a part of the church. Psalm 48:2 says, beautiful in its loftiness, the joy of whole the earth, the joy of the whole earth is the city of Zion. Hallelujah. The city of the great King. Beautiful in its loftiness. We are set on high. We are not called to dwell in a down level. We are called to operate in a higher level. Everybody say higher level. We are operating in a higher level. We are operating against, not against flesh and blood. We are operating against spirits. We are operating against principalities. We are operating against powers. We are operating against spiritual wickedness in high places. Hallelujah. So we are operating on a higher ground. See, there's a principality power over Bangalore. And do you know that he's really scared of you? But you do not know that. He's really scared of you. Because in your knees, you are a terrible army with banners. Hallelujah. There's a principality force in Turkey. But that fellow is really scared of you. Because he knows a saint from India can destroy all his plans. Hallelujah. That's your power. So it's enough of praying the bless me prayer. God will bless you. Don't worry. Do some attacks these days. Hallelujah. Against the garrisons of the enemy. Hallelujah. Against the torment of the enemy. I'm especially concerned about what's happening in my homeland, Kerala. The state with the highest literacy rate. Last 2 weeks, I do not know how many of you are following the news. Grandparents molesting their grandchildren. Where does this change come? How does this change come? Have we undergone some mutation or what? And let me tell you, this is what the attack of the enemy is. These days, I want to tell you, people are looking for peace. But when they try getting it in some other place, it's a dangerous precedence. Hallelujah. Peace comes from God Himself. Isaiah 53 and verse 5 says, hallelujah. I will only say about peace today. There are five types of things, messages that we need from this verse. Can you read one by one? Just before we give the introduction, I will only stay with peace today. Isaiah 53, 52 and verse 7 says, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth peace. Third, you can bring good tidings of good. Fourth, you can publish salvation. Fifth, you can say to Zion, to the church, your God reigns. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Through you, God can take these five messages. Now let me tell you, you are bringing one or the other message to the world. You might be silent here, but you are not silent. From the time when you go out of this church till you come back next Sunday, 9:30, 10:30. You keep on speaking, right? Or are there any Mauni Babas here? Hallelujah. We keep on speaking. We give some sort of message or the other. Now, what is that message which we are preaching? Does it come under this category? Good tidings. Good tidings means something good is happening to you. Something you are telling to somebody. Something good is going to happen to you, brother. Something good is going to happen to you, sister. That is good tidings. Some people, if we see itself, it is bad tidings only. Oh my goodness, that mother-in-law is coming. Oh goodness, that daughter-in-law is coming. Somehow this in-law is very dangerous. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I thank God for good daughter-in-laws and mother-in-law. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But God has called you to take good tidings. Hallelujah. Amen. Look at Proverbs 13 and verse 37. Proverbs 13 and 37. A wicked messenger falls into trouble. Say, a wicked messenger falls into trouble. Hallelujah. There are some people who are experts in that. Wicked messenger. From here they take something. By the time TCP/IP is applied, the message gets distorted. Good messenger is health. A faithful ambassador is health. Hallelujah. Let's be ambassadors of God. Amen. Faithful ambassador is health. May you be an ambassador of health wherever you go. I'm telling, from now on, your story of sickness is over. You're going to bring health wherever you go. Somebody said, praise the Lord. I'm positioning you now. Messages in church comes like this. We reposition you. We unplug the screw and then put it in a new pedestal. May you be faithful messengers that bring healing to the nations. Amen. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, first we need to bring good tidings. And next we need to publish peace. I will just stay there and for the 15 minutes just talk to you from this and then close. We need to publish peace. What is peace? Many people think that peace is a rare commodity. In fact, it is. Peace is a rare commodity because peace can only come from the Prince of Peace. Amen. Let me tell you who are the ones who are the most sleep deprived on the earth. Those are the rich shots. They don't have peace. They don't have peace at all. Because peace can only come by the sight of one person. If you read Isaiah 53 and verse 5, can we read that Isaiah 53 and verse 5? Are you getting bored or should I send you? Okay. 53:5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our... Everybody say, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. See, he was chastised. He was beaten. Jesus was beaten so that you might enjoy true peace. And now I'm telling you a tweet. True peace comes from the relation you have with your Father in heaven. Hallelujah. True peace comes in your life when you have a good relationship with your Father in heaven. Hallelujah. Sin separated us. When sin separated us, there was no peace. But the punishment for our peace, God laid it on his Son Jesus. And today, if you take some moments to ponder upon the sufferings on the cross, you will say, Lord, thank you. You took upon the punishment upon your back so that I can call my God as Father, as Father. Somebody lift your hands and say, Abba, Father. Hallelujah. Not for me. Hallelujah. I'm telling you in your spirit. Hallelujah. Just say, Father, I thank you that I can approach your throne of grace because of the chastisement that came upon Jesus. He was bruised for our iniquities. He was chastised so that our relationship with our Father will become correct. Will become all right. Hallelujah. Sin separates us from the Master. The prophets of the old spoke about the wrath of God. There is an emotion of God called wrath of God. And in the Old Testament times, the wrath of God had to come upon all the Gentile nations, including you and me. Including you and me. But in John 3:16 we read, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him, an Ismael or an Ashley or a Priya or a Sujo, whosoever believeth in him will not perish but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. That is the peace which I'm talking about. That chastisement that brought us peace was upon the Savior. Never say no to this man. There's a song which says, how can you say no to this man? You cannot say no to this man. Because but for Jesus, our houses would have been haunted houses. But for Jesus, our hearts would have been torn by the enemy. We would have been culprits in bringing devastation to the society. But praise be to God, the chastisement that brought us peace was upon Jesus. Hallelujah. Never forget this. Peace comes from Calvary. Peace comes from Calvary. And when we say publish peace, it means you should lift the cross wherever you go. That's why Paul said, I have nothing else to preach other than Christ and him who was crucified. In the cross, our egos are lost. In the cross, our pride is gone. In the cross, we say, not my will, yet your will be done. In the cross, you will say, Father, I am ready to do the task which you have sent me for. When I went to Hisar, I saw a family, that husband, that father, has a dim sight. He came from Kumbakonam, South Bangalore. They went to North. They are not pastors or pastors' children, but they had a burden. I want to go somewhere which I do not know and preach the gospel. They went there, opened their house. I went and preached. 10 people from that surrounding neighborhood came. All who are from a different background. They gave me an offering, 220 rupees something. That's the most least offering which I got, but most precious offering which I still have. That man cannot see. They didn't have keyboard or light or anything like that. Just sing a Punjabi or a Haryana song. I went and preached there, prayed for their blessing. I told God will change your situation. They were happy. What I would like to tell you today is, they could have enjoyed down south, but they left everything and went north. Why? To carry the reproach of the cross. For us to tell about Jesus in our workplace itself is a big challenge, no? Look at them. Tell about Jesus who brought peace in your life. And their feet are beautiful. I remember a day I told in Tamil service, English service in my Malay. I won't forget that day when Pastor P.M. Philip, one of the pioneers of Pentecostal movement, I was in a place to inaugurate a church building. I won't forget this, brothers. These are things which nobody can take out of my life. My encounters with these wonderful men of God. He came to inaugurate a church. An old man in a stick, walking stick. He came. Slowly, slowly, slowly came. He saw me standing there. A boy of fourth standard, small boy. Tucked in shirt. I was good looking then, that time. And now, he saw me. What's your name? I said, I'm Ashley. Which standard you are studying? Fourth standard. Which school? Very good English. His father, he says, taught him English so that he can preach the gospel in English. That's why he taught him in English. And based on his testimony, I started learning Hindi to preach the gospel in Hindi. And I'm doing that. Praise the Lord. Amen. And the Bible, and he said, he looked at me and said, "Okay, Ashley, are you a saved boy?" I was like, "Yes, I am a saved boy." Because by God's grace, I knew the Lord that time. "How did you get saved?" "I accepted the Lord as my Savior. He is in my heart." All the people sitting, standing there, everybody, he's a big man. Everybody say hallelujah. And they all said hallelujah. That moment, those moments were, he had a forgetfulness disease, also amnesia. He had that. But on that moment, on that day, four times he placed his hands upon my head. I have never experienced the joy that came that day in time else. In any meeting when anybody put their hand. Even if it is for forgetfulness, I know it's because of those prayers I'm standing here before you and preaching the life-changing and publishing peace in your life. Publishing peace in your life. May there be peace in the name of Jesus. Those feet would be torn down. Those feet would be weary. Those feet would be toiled. But blessed are you who host the precious men of God in your house. Dr. Jabiraj Samuel came 2-3 times. He said, "Uncle, you're not staying anywhere else. You're coming to our house. We have our own restrictions. Come and stay." When you're hospitable to the men of God and women of God, even pastors' wives, okay? Some people think only honoring pastors are important. Pastors' wives are also important. Yeah. Without Sheba, I don't think I will run this. There, this, everything, it's me. That's why I'm telling, when their foot, when those who publish peace, when their footsteps come to your house, there is always a blessing. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody said praise the Lord. I am telling you the ways for your blessing. I have been blessed like that. Not because of, I'm not telling Ambani and all came. No. If I lie down and sleep, good sleep I get. I have a good relationship with the Lord. Yesterday, I was in the morning itself, they are out. My daughter is sleeping till 10:30, 11 o'clock. Which is very good for us also in one way. Somehow they don't have sleep. I'm telling you, friends, if you have good sleep, it's because of the grace of the Almighty God. Only problem with shelter houses, they are oversleeping. That's the only issue. Hallelujah. I pray that they will wake up early in the morning and come and pray. Amen. Hallelujah. There's one disease called insomnia. What does insomnia mean? You sleep, but you feel you have not slept. God gives peace to those who publish peace. Amen. Hallelujah. So peace cometh from the man on the cross. Let's come to Ephesians 2 and verse 8. Sorry, Ephesians 2 and verse 15. Hallelujah. Coming itself to Ephesians on a Sunday morning is a blessing for you. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Flipping your page to the queen of the epistles itself is a blessing. Hallelujah. Ephesians 2 and verse, hallelujah, 14. For he is our peace, who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition. Now, in the first century church, there were two groups of people. One was circumcised and uncircumcised. You know everything. What is circumcised? You know? The sign of the covenant, which every male should carry. So, in the New Testament church, there was a problem. Circumcision, uncircumcision. So, Paul is telling to the church at Ephesus, don't worry about all these things. He is our peace. Circumcision and uncircumcision are made together in Jesus. Paul speaks about Christology. Everybody say Christology. What is Christology? Everything is in Jesus. All of us are one in Jesus. That was the pattern of his preaching. And in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 17 it says, for through him we both have, everybody say access. Oh hallelujah, access to Prime Minister Modi is not a big thing. Access to Donald Trump is not a big thing. But access to the Father is a real big thing. Hallelujah. The moment you say, Abba Father, he sends a legion of angels surrounding you. Hallelujah. When you take your vehicle and say, Father, come with me. Oh, the angels are sent. When you say, Father, I'm going down to sleep. Angels are safeguarding your house. Hallelujah. That's the position you enjoy when you are the son of the Father. Hallelujah. That's why Satan knew that protection and said, hey Jesus, if you jump from this place, angels will come and guide you. Why can't you just jump? I'm telling you, when you are the son of God, when you are a daughter of God, there are unseen angels around you. Now also they are here. They brought you in this place. You have more than Z plus security in your life when you call Abba Father all the time. Hallelujah. Yeah, I know about a story in Kerala. Hallelujah, which a pastor was telling. Hallelujah, there was a who accepted the Lord Jesus, and she was from a very backward background, and she was staying near a bus stand, and the group did not like her community didn't like. They came to light her fire and destroy her, because lighting fire and destroying is not a big thing. So just one accident come there. So they came. Hallelujah. This lady was praying at night, 10:30. Suddenly she got an urge to pray. Lord, send your mighty angels and take charge of me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And at night, correctly that time, they came to torch. They saw some big people standing. Some 8 feet tall people standing in front of her house. They were like, how come she has called this much big people around her house? What's happening? Nobody understood. They thought, okay, we will go tomorrow. We'll leave her today. Tomorrow we'll come. Again, next day she was on her knees and praying. Again she came. They saw this time the count of the people also increased. There were only two at the first night. Now around 7 or 8 were there. They said they ran for their life. Next day they sent a spy to ask, lady, who are those people who are standing by her? Because there were some people who came to attack your house. She said, yeah, what time? 10:30 in the night. I was on my knees. I know my God sent his angels to take charge over me. Hallelujah. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Lift your hands and say, Father, we love you. Can you experience his warmth? One moment you can say, and his Father's embrace comes upon your life. Oh, Rakaba, La Daraba, comfort me. Everybody say, now whatever be your need, lift it to the Lord. Say, Lord, I need a healing, heal me. I need a comfort, heal me. I need a new breakthrough, do a marvelous thing in my life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father, be our Father. Abba Father, we thank you. So peace comes by the chastisement of Jesus on the cross. Second, peace comes by the one who preached peace, who is none other than the Lord Jesus. Because by the Spirit we have access to the Father, which is true peace. And the third thing is, when we have this peace, we should have that as our sandals. Spiritual life, your sandals are important. I will tell this and close. Ephesians chapter 6 and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 15. Ephesians 6 and verse 15. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Gospel of peace. Gospel of peace. Your feet should be covered with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. I'm talking about publishing peace. Publishing peace can only happen when you look at Calvary and see the Lord Jesus suffering for you. Second, when you see Jesus and you have the access with your Father. Third, peace, you can publish peace only when your feet is ready to preach the gospel. Friend, if your life is not reflecting Jesus, you are a terrible Christian. How many people have you brought into the knowledge of Jesus? If you say nobody, I pray that you will have somebody. Because the Bible says your feet should be shod with the gospel of peace, ready always to preach at night. Remember that night in Philippian jail, in Acts chapter 16, we read Paul and Silas were in the jail. They were singing and praying to the Lord. Suddenly there was an earthquake. The chains fell off. And at night, the jailer saw all of them escaped. Now next day they will catch all of the jailers and say, where are the convicts, Paul and Silas? If he says no, immediately his head will be cut off. He tried to kill himself. Paul said, don't harm yourself. We all are here. Don't harm yourself. I want to tell you, people of God, Don't harm yourself. We all are here for the gospel. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody said, praise the Lord. That doesn't mean day shift people can come and sleep. You also have to do a big much job. Hallelujah. To preach the gospel of Jesus. Matthew 5 and 9 says, blessed are the peacemakers. Everybody say peacemakers. How can you be a peacemaker when you have these three steps? Not roti maker. We all like roti maker, put food processor, have some peace processing unit in your heart. Amen. Because peace comes with your relation with your father. If your relation between your father and you is all right, that is peace. That is peace. And that cannot be set right without Jesus. And the plan of God is to unify all things in Christ. Everybody say, unify all things in Christ. He will gather all of us together in Christ. Enemy's plan is to divide all of us. Even your children. Once I asked Tia, Tia, do you like daddy's phone or daddy? She was confused. This is the confusion which every child faces. They like your phone more than you. Be careful, parents. Because they like playing that dung, that fellow, no? Subway surfer. Jump and get the... I'm not against all those things. But make sure that your children minimize their gadget use and talk to you. When the children want to talk to you, you both are in your phone. Many times, me and my wife, we both are in our phones only. Because all of you are in your phones, no? So... There's a new word which is discovered called fubbing. Have you heard about it? P-H-U-B-B-I-N-G. Fubbing. Means all of you are sitting together and all of you are in your phones. Fubbing is dangerous to health. Talk to one another. I'm thinking if things go like this, if I have to talk to Sujo something, I will tell to a machine. Hey Siri, call Sujo. Okay, Sujo. Hey, tell to pastor that I am busy. Okay. So, machine language only now. We are getting evolved as machines. That's what people are trying to put that genes. All the big movies are showing that. Machine age. Before that, the Lord Jesus will come. Hallelujah. Machines will be here only. But real flesh and blood will be transformed into spirit and will go to meet the Lord in the midair. Hallelujah. See, God values relationships. Everybody say relationship. Your relationship with me is important. Your relationship as husband and wife is important. Your relationship with your children are important. So Joe was telling pastor, I want to pray specially for your children because I have seen the attacks on pastor's children. Right? If pastor's children are facing that much attack, what will be the attack on a layman's children? It's an attack world. We like our phones more than anybody, right? Earlier, ladies used to wear saris. Who wear the costliest sari? Oh, Kanchipuram, Meghalaya, Northeast, or whatever. Now, come, let's take a selfie. Oh, iPhone 7, she's taking a selfie. Immediately, one another girl is taking Gioni, and they make that face. From where they get that face, I don't know. Without that face, selfies don't look good. Last week, I went somewhere and I asked Sheba, look at that girl, how she's making her face. That only she can make like that. I tried making, I'm not at all able to make. Selfie. So now, what is our richness quotient? Friend, one life, publish peace. If you publish peace, your feet is beautiful. God did not ask your face to be beautiful. He's particular that your feet will be beautiful. Because when you go to a house, Bible says, when Jesus said, when you go to a house, you should say, peace be upon this house. So when the daughter-in-law goes to the mother-in-law's house, stand there, shalom. Imagine how many problems will go away. When the mother-in-law goes to the son's house, shalom. Some people are even clever. After telling shalom, they did all the other works also. That's also there. I'm not talking about those people. They say hallelujah. They're praying probably, but no peace at all. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about real people who publish peace. We need people who publish peace in your office, in your boardrooms, in your wherever you go. Make peace. Don't allow the enemy to conflict and bring a relationship problem between husband and wife. When husband tells something, wife, your sugar could have been little more better. Oh, was it? Instead of that, no, sugar was okay only. Say shalom. Okay, next tomorrow I will make the tea, you come and put the sugar. Matter over. Hallelujah. Instead of that, no, sugar was right. No, sugar was not there. Dung, gone. Tea is gone. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the sons of God. So this enemy wants to make us related with machines, with gadgets, with... Some people are so loving with their superheroes. Super... Iron and clay. Oh, iron and clay mixer. He's going in a deep level. Go to his house, plunder his body. Hallelujah. Iron and clay, brother. Hallelujah. It's a mixture that will not stand. Hallelujah. So let's look to our master and run the race. See, in the process, your feet may be worn off. Your feet may have bad bruises. But God considers those feet as beautiful. So next time when you freshen up your face, fair and lovely, have a look at your feet and say, Lord, this feet is ready to preach the gospel. Where you send me, I will stand for you. Where you send me, I will stand for you. Where you take me, I will stand for you. My life is committed to declare